care for her, Emma. There's nothing.
I didn't say nothing. So next time, if I see her run away like that, I don't think I let her go back this time.
You said this?
Yeah, I said it.
To your husband?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because maybe in the winter time, or she left the fish, or she left before when it saw out like that in the creeks or anything like that.
Yeah.
If she ever. But she'll be all right when let her, because she's the wrong Emma to look after for her. And after that, they stay together all summer.
Emma too.
Emma too.
With
Ida.
With Emma, Ida, mm. With Ida's
stay with
mother.
Yeah.
With
mm. Mm-hmm. She was telling Emma that I thought Ida wouldn't come back because I treated her real bad just for her getting mad at me. Well, she always looking for somebody to get mad at anyway, that woman. She got mad really easy. She even when she got mad in the summertime, my last, I want to buy some from the Hudson Bay store, the one guy running down there in the spring. That husband bought some jams and fruit and all, everything like that. Just before we get there, she put one tin of jam in the stove, camp stove, like one whole thing in the stove, and she got really mad at her husband. I thought she sat her husband, two old guys were staying outside, and they had tent, they were in the tent already when we come. And those old lady just start trying to get up and saying that maybe she shot her husband at last because she had just like rifle shot, you know.
When
that can bust.
Yeah.
Bust the stove same time, that can stove.
Mm-hmm.
Bust it same time and splash jam all over the tent.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of other adopted children? Other children that are adopted? And how, what kind of care they get?
I don't know, I can't.
You don't
maybe know they do. Good care, some of them.
Do you know such cases?
Mm-hmm.
Where they get, you know, good care?
Yeah,
and how they
mostly. There's quite a few of them that's adopted.
Mm-hmm.
I was adopted girl too much.
Yeah, okay.
Must be.
Did you know that you were adopted, or did you think it was your real parents?
I was thinking of my real parents.
You thought that was your real mom?
Mm, because they, of course, I call her auntie too. In Eskimo, Achan.
Yeah.
Because she must have shown me Achan. Then,
mm-hmm.
myself, why I always call her Acha, I thought it was my real mama.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think about that too much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, when I was around about 12 years old, or 13 years old,
yeah.
My cousin tried to leave me or something like that. She got married to one Takmalik.
Yeah.
That's a cancer. her stepdaddy let her marry that man.
She doesn't want to. And her stepdaddy made
Because he said he wouldn't look after her if she ever married a white man.
Did she want to marry a white man?
She was going around with like a one white guy down there at Tucker. I mean, away from Tucker, I guess he stayed that Paul Steen, one of the sailors, Rick Sailor, stayed with Mr. Brown, working there for 2 years. They call him apprentice, thing like that, working, you know, like in the store and putting things in the store and from the warehouses and things like that. He was working there for 2 or 3 years, finally. My cousin was old enough to go along with, I guess, because she's 1.5 years older than me. But she never grew fast, just like if she's smaller than me, she's smaller than me and skinny, you know, and real fat, you know. She even told her mom, how come I'm real skinny and my sister is real fat, how come?
She
must have seen I'm real her sister too. And I always think, because she brought us, both of us, I mean, up ever since, I don't know, just because she was very lonely that time when she married that white man. She was all alone for a couple of years that they never had a baby. They just brought me over and I thought my parents do that. Because I was about 6 or 7 years old and when I hardly remember things, I forget. Every time my cousin told me all. I don't remember when she talked to me like that, this and that. Of course, you know, she always told me. When we were like visitors, white man too, you know, white people. Got Eskimo wives, they always go to that Cape Smithson camp. No hotel, like, you know. Just very few white people then that time. Every time a white man got Eskimo wives, like from Cape, Point Hope and Windlight and all those, they always camp with Cape Smith. He always has them, even them to take to his own house. Jump Fisher, the white man.
In the company, they always put people in.
They always stop there. And like Stavis and him, about 14 years old. Stavis there too, camping.
Well, how did you find out that you were adopted? When did you find out that you were adopted, Charles?
Just when my cousin was got married and she doesn't want me to go to my parents. I got lonesome too, you know. I noticed I got real parents then before that.
Yeah, well, how did you find out?
Well, my grandma let me find out. She left me after telling me that that's my real mom and dad.
Your real grandma?
My daddy's mom.
Your real daddy's mom?
She, when I was about 12 years old, she left me while I wanted to go with them, you know, they're coming up with a schooner like a going up east.
Your real mom?
I mean, my real grandma.
I see. Came up in a schooner.
Yeah, it was my auntie.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, I mean my daddy's sister.
Yeah.
They want to take her. And I wanted to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
I doesn't want my, after taking me out from my auntie, when I realized that was my real parents and real grandma and all those.
Your mother was there, your real mother was there too, on the school?
No, just my auntie and uncle,
mm-hmm.
and one guy,
mm-hmm.
one got no arm,
mm-hmm.
just one. Mm. They're going up there with schooner, east,
mm-hmm.
around Baby Island and all those places. Eh? Right. I even moved, just want to go with my grandma. I even moved from my auntie. And they let me. They let me go to sleep. They never woke me up. When I go to sleep, they have left already.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to go away on the seashore, you know, on the, go up to Point Barrow and trying to locate. My auntie just come right up behind me. That's what I think
you
it was. I thought it was my real mom too before.
Yeah.
She just grabbed me by hand, kind of rough, you know. She never did anything like that to me. She never did even scold me real hard, you know, like unless she tell me to look after the babies and things like that. Very soft, very kind. But first time, I was just walking around. Never been who it is and who it was. Just walking. Never turned back. I could hear her breath. And finally she grabbed me by the hand and turned around. Where are you going? I never said nothing. It was my aunt, that Mrs. Barr. I know. I started to cry. Just she was talking away. Why you want to run away? And I never said nothing. Just I thought afterward, when I stopped crying, I told her. My grandma said, that was my real mom and dad. And she said, she's my real grandma. In Eskimo, you know. Why she want to leave me like that? My cousin trying to leave me, I'm all alone. Then she took me home.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed there for Harlan. We was going to have holidays and out to school. The Ranger Station, the Ranger is about 20 miles away from town, you know. When our school teacher, an Eskimo lady, Alice her name is, took her, going to take us out for holidays to winter.
Mm-hmm.
This was, my mind was getting better, yes. I think about that. Holidays we're going to take, and and my daddy told me that last time when I see him, you know, with my kids, four kids.
Your real dad?
Real daddy.
When you saw
him
the
You have no brothers and sisters. You're brought up by so many outsiders, like your auntie and all this. And now, keep up with your kids. Don't give them away. Mm-hmm. As I could remember that, you know, that's why I don't want to give Aida away. Mm-hmm. Because I was single. Yes. And I was brought up by so many people,
yes.
Like my auntie,
yes.
And I go to my grandma, yes. Once in a while, and my auntie, when my parents went up to fishing camp, hunting camp,
mm-hmm.
up in mainland,
mm-hmm.
And he told me that you shouldn't let your kids. Somebody else take them like you. You're single. You got no brothers and sisters. Because of course I got one sister, eh?
Yeah.
Not her own, not his own, but my mom.
Yeah.
And don't give your kids away. Although he was brought up by so many people. And I think you're not really spoiled, but try and keep your kids all to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that first time I was, when I got my mom. He was halfway sick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sick half the time, so I heard. My sister wrote me that my daddy is not feeling well all winter, he said. She said in the letter. So that summer we was going to go down, and my husband was going to get operated. They told him to wait another year because we couldn't find nobody to look after the store.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been sick all that time too, you know. My husband.
Yeah.
I always do all the work. All that. We got all the work. Four kids. Look at them. Took care of them and the books. But he's slow on adding, you know, my husband was.
Yeah.
I always help him too on them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So we went out the next summer, so my husband started to go out to get operation.
Yeah.
It's getting worse, skin and bone in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he was skinny, he's not fat at all, like his brothers. Mm. So they tried to take me out too, but I don't want to. I'd rather stay with my parents.
Which, your real parents?
My real parents.
Mm-hmm.
But
before
I went out, my auntie died.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But other auntie, what she used to help me on my delivering baby, she's still living yet.
Okay.
But that other, what I think it was my real mom, she died before I went out. I mean, went down to Boy Bar.
And your real father?
Mm.
You said he was sick.
My real father was sick.
Mm-hmm. Did you see him?
Yeah.
You went out to see
him? But I told him, I'm going to stay back and stay with my parents. But I didn't stay with him, too.
Mm-hmm.
They went up in the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
Same, he was hunting, same place, fishing, and ptarmigan, snail, and everything like that. No rabbit, all right, but lots of ptarmigan.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of duck too in the fall before it freezes.
Mm-hmm.
Very early, have a good time. So, I had two kids in school, you know.
Yeah.
And my boy, my oldest boy, wanted to stay with the grandparents. So it's one of the that my sisters, they're both alike, you know, cousins, they're both alike, just like twins, the same size, and but her boy was a little bit bigger, you know, Samuel,
mm-hmm.
and they want to stay with her. So he just turned back when my brother-in-law take them to my parents after they settled up, you know. Take some stuff up there too, like grub and everything like that. And when he go up there, he just come back. And my little girl, Dora, she want to go the next time. And she went. So Samuel and her, they staying with my parents. He says he doesn't like it up there, this is Tom, he says he doesn't like it. You know, he misses daddy so much that when he not, can't do nothing to him.
Tom,
really?
Huh?
Yeah, Tom, he is.
What kinds of things did he do with his daddy?
Oh, he just go around with him, you know. He never get left behind, same as that oldest daughter of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Go anywhere, any places. Good trapping,
mm.
He always, even he always let me make sleeping bag, deerskin,
mm-hmm.
just to write in a sleigh.
Deerskin,
just, his face is out.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And the other boys, did they go with your daddy too?
Some young boys never go, no has. Except Stanley, when he's old, and Jimmy, when they're old enough.
Yeah.
They help their daddy too.
Mm-hmm. They talk much with their daddy?
Mm-hmm. He could understand it. The daddy is talking in English and the kids are talking in Eskimo half of the time.
The daddy can understand?
Yeah, he could understand quite a bit.
You told me that the, your sister, not real sister, but the one you grew up with,
mm.
that her father told her to marry this man, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And she married him.
Mm.
And he didn't want her to marry a white man. But he was a white man himself, wasn't
mm-hmm.
he?
He's a white man himself.
But he didn't want
he doesn't want white man for son-in-law.
For son-in-law.
Mm.
Now how about you?
You know what?
No.
My auntie is the one that let me marry that the first too many like when boys and village boys and they kept asking me. No.
Yes.
She do not, especially the one that they claim she killed my sister.
A boy.
No, my sister. My only sister.
Your real sister?
Mm. I got one sister too, you know. She was about 4 years old when she died.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It was my little sister.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't my sister.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But she was. When she grew up, she was about 4 years old, not old lady. They claim her, she kept, she's super sister. I mean, she was this is a magic woman, you know.
Yeah.
She do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
The people think she's that way.
Mm-hmm.
What we call her in our language, I'm not cool.
Uh-huh. And she killed the little girl?
That's what they said.
That she killed the little girl.
Yeah.
And why didn't
you? Well, my parents said when she went up, she got really scared. We were traveling, huh? My daddy always take freight to sell to inland people in the summer.
Take what in?
Take stuffs.
Yeah.
From Mr. Bauer always sent it to.
Yeah.
And that's the time.
Your daddy worked for Mr. Bauer?
Yeah. Ever since I could remember.
I mean your husband?
No.
Your daddy?
My daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And he always take some stuff to inland people to sell something like dry clothes, like tea and coffee, all those. Umiak full of stuff. Really umiak.
That's your stepdaddy.
My daddy. My real daddy.
Okay. Now why
this first time they let me go that time, you know?
In
Umiak. Yeah, in Umiak holidays. They let me, then I realized that my real parents do that time, you know, when I was about 12 years old.
That's how old you were. That was the first time you went to
I went with them.
With your real dad?
That's the time that lady, that old lady was, got real mad, something, and just, you know, they told me she, that way when she got mad, she threw her, she left it, like,
she did what?
She never threw her matches out. Sorcerer, something like that. They told me that in the fall. I think it was 2 years before my sister died, you know, they claimed her. And her grandson, that grandson was trying to get after me, want to marry me or something like that. My auntie wasn't like that. Just because you think of what was done before, you know, must be.
Well, how did you come to marry
Mickey Gordon? Yeah, Thomas Gordon. That's his nickname, Mickey.
Yeah, what's his
nickname?
Real,
yeah,
his Mickey's real name?
Yeah, Thomas Gordon.
Thomas Gordon.
Mm.
How did you come to marry Thomas Gordon?
Well, my auntie that let me. Doesn't know the other outsiders too.
Was he working there?
No, he wasn't working, but he worked once in a while too with that man, you know what I tell you about?
Mr.
Brown? Yeah. Paul Steve. He'd go without him. That's why I came around to know him too. Her stepmom don't want me in a way, I don't know it. Doesn't want me to have a daughter-in-law because I was kind of close related to her. That my husband's stepma.
You were close relative to your husband's stepmother.
But she doesn't want me for her daughter-in-law. How come my mom and dad, parents to a real cousin, and her cousin, I mean, grandma and grandpa, they were brothers and sisters.
Your real mother?
Yeah, my real mother.
And her
real daddy,
my
husband's stepmother, Tom Gordon's second wife.
Stepmother, were brothers and sisters.
I mean, grandma's brother and sister.
Tom Gordon's stepmother's?
No. Yeah, Thomas Gordon's stepmother.
Her mother?
Her mother and my mother and Thomas Gordon's stepma.
Father.
They were cousins.
They were cousins?
Yeah, they were real cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right. And my husband, stepma, and me were some kind of a third cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Must be,
Yeah.
Third cousin.
And she didn't want
us. And she doesn't want me for a daughter. No, that's why.
Well,
what they use of? She's not my mom, my real mom. No. His daddy, you know, doesn't want him to listen to her. Even me. My husband told me not to listen to her because
not to listen to his
stepmom. Yeah. She was trying to say that that's my cousin. She was trolling her husband. She's my cousin, where she's long ways from.
Well, who did Thomas Gordon pick you, or did your
aunt? Yeah, he picked me, my auntie mostly.
Did they tell you you're going to marry this man?
What?
Or did you say, I want to marry this man?
Well, they told me, I didn't say yes for a long time because I was too young anyway. I was only 15 years old when I got married. Been here 16 years old. Too many people are getting after me. They even been here fighting, you know. One fella that came in last break, he used to get after me too. When I see him, you know, I was just teasing my cousin, like Emma, knew it.
Yeah.
I was talking to them. I think if I married him, he would have been living yet.
He would have been living yet.
Instead of trying to pick a fellow that more quiet, you know. So quiet, my husband is.
Your
husband is so quiet. Don't go around much. Who is his daddy, all right? When he comes down, they got house in a long side of a big lake too. They're not, they always come down every other night or so, playing pool with Mr. Brower, that old man, you know, Tom Gordon. Always come.
His father's name is Tom Gordon too?
Tom Gordon too. Thomas Gordon.
Thomas Gordon. Your husband's father, his name is Thomas Gordon too. And your husband was also Thomas Gordon.
Junior, they call him.
Junior. Well, who told you you were going to marry Mickey Gordon?
Well, that's my auntie. Was
the lady you grew up with?
She told me, you got no business to listen to that cousin of yours, or whatever she is. And if you like it. So I like him too.
Mm-hmm.
And get around with him for quite a while, about a year I guess before we got married. We knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
Same way with my cousin. She married 1 year earlier than me.
Mm-hmm.
She ran away from her husband, from the whole family.
Children.
She ran away with a white man, with a schooner.
The same girl.
Same girl. I think it was my sister.
Yeah. She go back again? She come back again? She stayed
again? You know, the way I heard, when they ran away, like when they took that lady away from her, who was 3 miles out in the ocean. And their schooner got no engine too. Just sailing and no wind. One of the storekeepers, when the ship was wrecked, she happened to me. She grew around with that lady, that man, I didn't know.
I don't know what ship, which lady you're talking about.
My cousin, Dora. I thought it was really my sister.
Yeah, she went off in the schooner with this white man.
With this man, white man.
Yeah.
She ran away.
Yeah.
And I had just a baby then.
You had?
I just had a baby.
Yeah.
And she has a baby too.
Mm-hmm. With her Eskimo?
No.
With the white one?
No, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she, they couldn't do nothing to her, although they have white boat, towing white boat, canoes to get after that mass.
Oh.
They took Mr. Bauer
oh.
to that schooner.
And that schooner didn't have an engine?
No engine or it, but they made it.
They made it?
Yeah. She wouldn't try to take her back then. Funny, them lost them days, huh?
That they didn't try to bring
them? Yeah, that, because that schooner was way out over 3 miles.
So they
that's what he told me mm-hmm. when he come back. I was staying with her then, with my auntie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were church married?
Yes.
With her husband?
Yeah.
And you were church married?
Yes, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Not in church, but in school. No ministers that time.
Who married?
A school teacher.
Who married?
Mm. He was like minister to a school teacher same thing.
Mm-hmm. And how about now in Anubis, like your children, Stanley, George? Who picked their wives?
Themselves.
Uh-huh. What do you think about that?
Me, I never stay with them. But I always told her that, yes, if you like her, if she like you, anything like that. But with that second one, that George, I don't want her to take her. But before I were out in the bush, huh?
Yeah.
Before I know it, they were got married in right here.
In church?
Must. There's no church around. Yeah, they got a little church like 5 mile house down there.
That time?
Mm-hmm.
In Anubis?
No. No, who was that?
No, Anubis wasn't here then.
No. At a cleric, Anubis was here.
When George got married, Anubis was here already.
He was out in the bush.
You were out in the bush.
Mm.
And he got married in the cleric.
At the cleric. Jim Edward, too.
Mm-hmm. Are there any marriages that the parents here in Anubis that you know of, where the parents pick the partners?
When
the parent says you're gonna marry so and so?
I guess you are. The way I heard, especially my cousin there, Emma. She picked Edward out too, when she realized that she gonna marry that boy.
Who was this?
Emma. Emma Newell. Emma Nuttick.
Emma
Nuttick.
She picked who?
Edward. Oh,
did
I know?
Edward for her girl.
Yeah.
Jenny. Jenny didn't pick Edward.
Maybe she did before.
Uh-huh.
She said okay with him. Okay with her. They put together, but she never go to the wedding though.
Emma
Newell? Yeah,
why?
I do. Mm-hmm. That's what I can't understand, whether she say yes first and Kathleen needs to her sister, you know. Kathleen has it?
Is Emma Newell's sister?
Daughter.
Is Emma from Jenny's
her
sister?
Yeah, from her husband.
Mm-hmm.
First.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second one.
Mm-hmm.
From husband. The two girls, Jenny and
okay.
Ivy,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
From the cast.
Okay.
I don't see why. I was interested in go to the wedding ceremony, so I asked after we went out, you know.
You went to the wedding?
Yeah. I told I never see her. When they ask him, you know, who want these two get married, Kathleen said, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I give her to him. She said that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why the mother is not there.
Mm-hmm. What did Emma Newell say? why she wasn't there?
She, I don't know. She said okay anyway.
Mm-hmm.
She like her, she would like her, his, her my son-in-law anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had baby too before she got married, you know that girl?
Yeah.
Right, I mean, since.
Yeah.
Partly too, I guess.
Part?
Partly two kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's only those two oldest boys. It's not Edward, Lynn's boy.
Oh.
Just the other four of them. Those youngest ones.
Mm-hmm.
She was on her pregnant again when she got married.
Oh,
mm-hmm. That's why Kathleen wanted her to marry quick, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she said, who keeps, who tells, who won that Edward to marry, I mean, Jenny to marry? Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. I heard her voice, you know.
Yeah.
Kathleen.
In Baffin Island, in Frobisher Bay, they have a way of marriage. It's not right away marriage. It's trial marriage.
Mm.
You know, if they go to live together,
mm.
and to see if it works out all right, you know, if they can get along, and maybe they'll stay together, maybe they won't. And if they stay together, then they'll get married in church.
Mm-hmm.
But if it doesn't work, they don't get along for some reason, then they'll split up. Do they have anything like that
here? Yeah, they generally have to around here, the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you know like that?
Mm. Mostly old people, like when they have second marriages, something like that.
Yeah.
They stay together for a while and got married. Mm-hmm. Like. Rebecca Eban, she stayed with that
Rebecca
man way before she got married to her.
Rebecca
who? Eban.
Do I know her?
Mm. Rebecca Sixit now, huh?
Uh-huh.
Sixit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that. They stayed quite a while before they got married too.
Mm-hmm.
But before she was, while her husband was still living, she'd go around in Owen Island. She got two kids by him before her husband died.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want to marry that William Sixit. She doesn't know what one, which one to marry. She go around, you see?
Mm-hmm. She wants to marry
Owen
Allen too,
she doesn't want to marry him, I guess, but I don't know how it get that way. She happened to go around with William Sixit. They go to her quite a while before they get married.
Mm-hmm. If people live together like that for a while, do they get is it the same as being married?
Must be, the way, because some people or young people, like before they got married, they always have babies before 9 months old,
mm-hmm.
when they got married.
Yeah.
Most of us I know, like my niece down there, and granny or something, they always call me auntie before my husband died. Those Charlie Gordon's kids, they started to call me granny now,
uh-huh.
most of them,
uh-huh.
just because their grandma, my cousin, they find out that too. So, don't know where.
Uh-huh.
Because my husband's stepmom, sister.
Yeah.
Call me cousin all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
you have your daughter's children staying at the house, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell those kids what to do, or if they're doing something you don't like, you can tell them to stop, or,
yes,
or does she have to do it?
I have to do it.
Uh-huh.
Because they kind of scare me, those youngest kids.
Uh-huh.
Even the older kids, when I take them home, and they do what I tell them. But that oldest boy, you know, it's hard one. He never even stay with us most of the time for supper, even when I took them home
from the hospital.
Yeah. Just before I got sick and before I get them rough, you know. For Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Does Kenneth tell them sometimes?
Sure, he told them not to fool around like to, but that boy even don't pay any attention to him either, like me.
What kind of fooling around does he do?
He always visit the co-op people, you know, where there's lots of boys and that. Us, we stay alone and nobody to, just the girls stay home, all right? But
mm-hmm.
when they told me they're going to visit certain people up there at co-op, so I told them, try and come back for supper time. And these two girls come back.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me that Charles Lightwell will not come. Why? Because he said he feel lonesome, he'd rather stay with them kids up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 years.
Do you tell Charles anything when he comes back?
I told him that, Charles, next time I take you home, don't do that. Stay, come and have your supper anyway, so you could stay up there.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got sick and I never brought them home.
Why don't you like him to go up there for supper?
Well, too many kids do up there, you know.
Yeah.
That lady always takes them home.
Who is that?
Agnes. Kayuta.
Mm-hmm.
Near Kayuta,
yeah.
So
yeah.
She got so many kids.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I got a chance to feed them too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to let them bother them too. Anyway, they got good pay for it too, them Agnes Kayutakan.
She gets paid for the kids.
Mm.
Are they not her own children?
Huh?
They're not her own children up there?
No, she got her own children too up there.
Oh, which children does she get paid for?
For those, like Charles and those two girls, take them home every Saturday.
I see.
And he got to pay $75 for the phone calls too, you know.
Who has to? Ned?
Jimmy. My son-in-law got to pay $75.
For
phone? Yeah, they always call phone, you know, from up there.
From the Dew line.
They
phone up to
Cayuga? Yeah.
Collect?
Yeah, they phone to Hay River and call for Ned Cayuga's phone call to Hay River. Then they talk through there.
To their dad?
Yeah.
And Jimmy now has to pay the telephone?
Yeah, telephone.
Mm-hmm.
$75.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way they want it, you know, because they, when they're too far away like that, I
mm-hmm.
guess they want to know how the kids are.
Now, does Jimmy and Jane call here, or do their kids call there?
No, Jimmy first, and
calls,
they talk with their
mm-hmm.
and they talk with their kids right there at Cayuta's phone.
Are the kids related? Is Jimmy related to Cayuta?
No.
You're related.
Yeah, that's my stepsister's son. My stepsister.
This girl we were just talking about?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. The one who ran off with
No, other one. My step, really stepsister. My father.
Your real father.
Mm, and her mother.
Yeah.
Before she got married to a white man.
Yeah.
That lady.
Yeah.
And they were changing. No more time, you know. My daddy's wife.
Yeah.
Just go around.
Uh-huh.
They go away.
Yeah.
And this lady, I always call her stepma.
Yeah.
They were all alone, left.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband and my daddy's wife, they've gone. I don't know, to the village, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So the next night, that lady called my daddy. Why shouldn't we stay together?
Uh-huh.
I said, well, my husband and your wife go.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you come over here and sleep? It happened to be that way.
Uh-huh.
My daddy told me everything like that, you know. Uh-huh. That story.
Uh-huh. Is that how, yeah.
This, Kayuta's wife.
Mm-hmm.
She's half-breed. When she got married to white man, when her husband died, first husband died, when she married that, she's the oldest daughter of that woman. My stepma,
mm-hmm.
is what we call stepbrothers, I mean stepsisters all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the boys, all of them died except Gallagher Air, is living. Out of that family, big family.
That's your stepmother's family,
mm.
this woman that, mm. that stayed with your father that
mm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
The family of this woman that stayed with your father that time,
mm-hmm.
she had five children.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when she got married again
yeah.
to a white
yeah.
man.
I see. But Ned's wife
is Thomas' daughter.
Thomas' daughter?
Mm. Agnes.
And I'm still confused about how Ned's family is related to you. Ned
is my nephew. My nephew. My stepsister's son.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got
That's
you.
Why I
mm-hmm.
close relative. It's not very relative, but
yeah, I understand. If not a stranger, but maybe somebody else in town, like Mary Harley, if she sees your kids and they're doing something she thinks is not good, can she tell them?
Sure,
she
could
them?
Tell anybody.
Can I tell your kids stop that?
Yes, I'm always satisfied with the people that when my kids or grandchildren do something they shouldn't do.
Yes.
When somebody, anybody told them not to do this and that, I always be glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm. And other women, how do they think?
They're all the same thing, I guess, like me.
Like Christine.
Mm.
If her kids, I see them outside, maybe they're running in the road or something,
yeah.
and I tell them, you kids,
yeah.
Yeah, my
even
boy.
If you
and maybe I give
club
them,
them or anything that would to keep them away, that's very good.
Christine won't get mad.
No, she won't get mad. She even told me to spank that boy once in a while because he didn't listen to his parents.
Mm-hmm.
He's been staying with her grandma so long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't care to what for his own parents what they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. It's hard to, you know, even when you talk to him, you won't answer, just stare at you,
huh.
that boy. You know what?
Are the kids like that?
Mm. The youngest boy, when you tell him anything, oh, gee, he could talk back and
oh, yeah.
tell you everything, what is going on.
Yeah. see it.
Yes.
Sometimes does a, do you hear of a case where maybe a mother gets mad because she heard somebody spank her kid?
Oh, some ladies do, you know, when they talk rough to their kids, they
yeah.
didn't like it.
Yeah.
And like Sarah did back one time, I, what she was, some woman was talking to the kitchen, and she was kind of mad, you know, about it.
Yeah.
Why should you get mad like that when I try to tell them not to do this and that? Why? I asked her one time. Because they feel the same way too. They shouldn't talk to my kids. She told me that.
Mm-hmm. How do
something she had brought up when somebody else told her kids to do right things. She had to be brought up that. I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But she told me that that lady was trying to get after her kids, even though her kid is the same way.
Mm-hmm. And if the school teachers scold the kids, or
I
heard about
like my big granddaughter, her school teacher scold her so much sometimes she doesn't know what to do. She always told me that.
Yeah.
Well, you got to behave yourself and listen to your teacher. That's why you go to school for.
Yeah.
I told her that, you know. Mm-hmm. And she never said nothing afterwards.
And other parents, what do they say something if teachers scold their children?
Of course, some lots of kids that I always said they didn't like their teacher complaining about their teacher, but I never say nothing to them. That's all I talk to my little grandfather over there, you know, said. That's the one I always talk to.
Yeah.
Don't hurt me. I think you shouldn't get scared of just talking and scolding you like that. Maybe you don't behave yourself. You always get that scolded. You should listen to your teacher. I don't have anything. I should learn you an Eskimo in language, so you could talk in Eskimo and just remind me I'm your grandma, and you should do like this.
Yeah.
When you grow up.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to use you for interpreter, you could talk with English right now. I bet you, if you learn an Eskimo too, you could do it. You're smart.
Yeah.
But when I told her, try and tell her in Eskimo, you know, she won't pay any attention to me much.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I get tired of it. I don't like to force her, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, after all, when she gets bigger, she might let it listen, eh? When she gets realized to know what she's
mm-hmm.
all about.
Why do you think she doesn't want to learn Eskimo?
I do. Of course, Eskimo, they don't care for Eskimo language as long as they learn that. They won't listen to you even. I'm just like talking to one of those older kids, like them twins.
Yeah.
When I'm talking to them Eskimo,
yeah.
Just like they don't seem to understand me once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But they stare at me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they don't understand. That's the reason why, I guess.
And Harry, do they talk Eskimo in the house?
Yes.
Are
Very true. Instead, when they start to talk to their kids, mm-hmm. they started to talk and try and talk in English. Like my oldest daughter, when that kid started to first to school,
mm-hmm.
Before they even go to school, they learn how to talk in English.
Before they
forget their own language. Even before. Pretty, she told me when that kid was a little bit bigger, you know, when they go to school?
Yeah.
When I was visiting down there during the first, second year, I guess we were in English. my dad told me that find a position and I can talk in English now. Because my kids don't talk in English anymore now.
I'm having some company for supper.
Oh.
And then when the Sabbath is visiting,
it's
not like welcome to church. But I have to put it in now, or else it won't be ready.
When they stay with me, like I talk about them and miss them, my grandchildren.
Would they understand, you think?
Those older kids understand now, right? But those youngest ones didn't understand.
Do you know of kids that are a problem because they steal? Do kids do any stealing? Around here,
is it? Well, you know, I can understand how the people are to teach their children in school. I mean, to steal. Of course, I never heard my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. You don't hear about it.
Mm-hmm. With my grandchildren. So far,
yeah.
As I was in India with. But. I put those like Laura Martin's kids, you know, they still even rock and blubber out of my, that little box you know in my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I have real fresh good eating okra.
Mm-hmm.
That girl, one lady did it. Oh. That lady, two ladies. One was married.
Not children,
that's a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
About this time.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1 year, maybe April. You know, they asked for early in the morning, around 3 o'clock, one guy staying up there, you know. That's Paul Lurie.
Yeah.
Staying at John Airy's house. Two ladies knock at the door really hard on me. What was that knocking at the door about that time? He looked at the time and it was only 3 o'clock. Who is it? It's us, one lady. It's us. What you want? Paul Lorraine. What you want? Something about this time. They say they want real fresh eating okra. They're going to eat some quark, they say.
What's that?
That's Christina Coyne. And one lady, Agnes, polio. Lee Jacobson's daughter, mm-hmm. that Agnes Bullis, who's married.
Mm-hmm.
They're up there at Edmonton, I guess, I don't know where they are, Peace River. I got no offer, I'm sorry. God, I'm not, this is not my home, this is not my house, got nothing. Although he knew where that eating offer was, but though he told him not, just a little bit of cut, he said.
I'm not sure I know what offer is.
Yeah, blubber.
What is
it?
A blubber.
A white fish blubber.
White fish?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And those, they must have come down, and I had a real fresh eating offer of my own, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was kept under the house where it's nice and cool all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I put some out, just a little bit in a little pot, and put some of that cabbage, fresh cabbage.
Cabbage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That time I got no fridge,
mm-hmm.
and I don't what was left over, I put it in there,
mm-hmm.
in that offer blubber,
mm-hmm.
and I always eat it like that, you know, put sugar in it.
With the cabbage?
Yeah, sugar and offer.
Offer, is the cabbage chopped up?
Yeah, no, just not chopped up, but just break it up. I don't chop it.
Mm-hmm.
I always take pieces and strain the oil off, and they always get really soft too.
When the cabbage gets soft?
In the oil.
Uh-huh. And you don't cook it?
No.
Mm-hmm. With sugar?
I always eat it like, put sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
Just raw. But I got to strain some of that oil, like,
from the leaves,
from
the cabbage,
you take off the
oil.
Strain,
it's good like that.
Mm. But them two ladies must have took it.
Oh, because they were looking for it.
But she never lied. When I asked her, you should take, give me that little pot back if you have to, and I'll give you some more of that oil. Blubber.
Oh, she said
for eating. I told her.
Oh, I see. You told
because
her. Mm-hmm.
Paul Lorraine told us that there's two ladies looking for offer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just happened that Martha hurried. My husband's stepdaughter, Martha Hurry, invited us for supper up there. And he come in too. Two boys come in with his son and him, Paul Lorraine. And he was trying to eat frozen reindeer leg from reindeer leg, frozen.
Yeah.
And he was talking, and I missed that pot, you know, that same morning. I missed it. I'm not going to eat it, but I always, you know, look if there's everything was up there, and I missed it.
Mm-hmm.
It was gone. Dogs wouldn't take it.
No.
And out of it. And Paul Lorraine started off, there's two ladies. Jeff, feel like eating some okra with that frozen meat. He said, I got no okra, Martha Hurry. I got no okra. Them two ladies want some okra last early this morning around 3 o'clock. So I just remind me. After he talked, then I told him, maybe that's the same girls took my pot of okra, got cabbage in it too, fresh cabbage in it, and they must have took it.
Mm.
Of course they are, they must be real hungry for okra. Right?
Recorded May 26, 1967, that's the end of the tape.